Thank you and good morning. The search for Silverio Sanchez, a man wanted by several law enforcement agencies, is over after he was found hiding in the attic of a house on Garland Street in Eureka on Thursday morning. Sheriff's deputies, U.S. Marshals, DEA agents, as well as CHP and Eureka police officers served a search warrant at the residence, and a canine unit was used to search and find Sanchez, who suffered minor dog bites to his feet after he refused commands to come out. Several weapons were seized along with 3 pounds of processed marijuana at the house. Ronald Sanchez, a convicted felon on active parole and Silverio's brother, was also found on the premises, and he was arrested and is being held without bail. While the search in Eureka was happening, Trinity County deputies were searching a parcel near Ruth Lake and found several travel trailers and storage containers while searching for stolen goods and weapons. A deputy arrested 19-year-old Damon Carlson for assault after an altercation, and 2 more of Sanchez's relatives were located on site. On Thursday in Sacramento, Caltrans honored the 183 employees or contract employees who have died while on the job, an annual event that highlights the importance of traffic safety. Meanwhile, in Fortuna, a Caltrans employee working on the Singley Road exit walked away from a collision after a suspected impaired driver drove through a barrier and slammed into a Caltrans pickup truck parked inside the closure at just after 9 o'clock. The driver, 27-year-old Eureka resident Sasha Peters, was determined to be under the influence, and she was arrested and booked into jail for DUI. Caltrans maintenance crew supervisor Robert Chase was standing next to the pickup and was hit by a mirror on Peters' car and suffered a slight injury. Caltrans has announced its support for a feasibility study for a rail line connecting Humboldt Bay with rail hubs in the Sacramento Valley. Caltrans Director Malcolm Dougherty sent a letter of support to Trinity County Director of Transportation Richard Tippett. Trinity County has applied for a Tiger grant of some $345,000 for the feasibility study. $35,000 in local matching funds will be used as well. They called out the search and rescue teams and even the Coast Guard after a 911 call was received by the sheriff's office, and the caller said he had just seen a man who was walking along the beach with a black lab jump into the water. The call came from Johnny's RV park in King Salmon, and the caller, who declined to give a name claiming he was wanted on warrants, said the man yelled something before he jumped into the water, and after he did, the dog ran off. The caller said the man failed to resurface, and search and rescue personnel, including a Coast Guard helicopter, were dispatched to the scene. They found no one, however, including the dog. They also found no other witnesses to the alleged incident. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has plans to change the way his department polices the city, and he wants public input to help guide the process. Mills will implement a strategy known as geographical policing by splitting the city into 2 sectors, with each under the command of a captain. The department will host 3 public meetings this month to gather input. The first is scheduled for Monday, May 12th at the Warfinger Building in Eureka, followed by meetings on the 14th and the 19th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Described by fellow teachers as rock solid, always a big help and supportive, enthusiastic and always ready with a positive attitude, Eureka High School Associate Principal Kathleen Hansel has been named as Eureka City Schools Administrator of the Year. Hansel is a 36-year veteran of Eureka City Schools and has spent the past 19 years in administration. The school board honored Hansel at its April 24th meeting, and she was honored for her dedication and the impact she has had on the lives of Eureka High students. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in the Manila area noticed a car parked on a gravel lot on the south side of Manila Park. The driver's seat was laid back, and the deputy walked over to conduct a welfare check. As he did, the driver became aware of the deputy's presence and attempted to conceal a small baggie that contained 6 grams of cocaine. Another small baggie containing suspected meth was found in the vehicle, and the deputy arrested 33-year-old David Charles Wilson. A further search of the car turned up 19 narco pills and 1.5 pounds of processed marijuana. Wilson was booked for possession. The CHP continues its investigation into a fatal traffic collision involving a motorcycle and a car in Shelter Cove this week. 61-year-old Frank Basso succumbed to his injuries after his motorcycle collided with a vehicle driven by Frank Wilson as it turned in front of him. Basso was airlifted to Reading and placed in ICU, but died from his injuries on Wednesday. Impairment is not considered a factor. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.